I think the whole draft is going to be a surprise, much more than in other years. And, you know, you hear all the talk about a lack of star power, and that may be true. And the first round might not be as stout as some years. However, I think it's a better draft. I think from a depth perspective, I think he gets starters deeper in this draft. So I think there's going to be a run on offensive tackles early. I think Philadelphia at 4 and Cleveland at 6 are two big question marks. And I think they might set the tone for what happens after that.
There's a lot of speculation of the trade down scenarios, and you just mentioned that because of that desire for some teams to maybe get up in that top 10 area to grab a tackle. That, do you see the Browns possibly being involved in that?
Yeah. Well, I think the first two tackles are going to go off the board in the first three picks. I think Jokel and Fisher are gone regardless of who takes them, which I think puts Philadelphia in a power position because Lane Johnson's sitting there. And Detroit probably takes him at 5 if he gets there. So if you want to tackle, I think you got to go through Philly. And Philly might even want Lane Johnson. Okay, so if I'm Arizona at 7 or Miami at 12, San Diego at 11, and I want to tackle, I think I got to go to Philly. A couple of months ago, I was thinking Cleveland, but now I think it's Philadelphia. So I don't think there's any scenario whatsoever where Lane Johnson is still on the board at 6.
Now, with regard to the Browns, if they hang on to that pick at 6, what's your latest thought on what they'll do?
As the Browns probably want it, I'm as confused as anybody. And, and you know, you've got three different guys in the decision-making process there. I'm having trouble finding a home for Geno Smith in the first round. And the most logical home for me would be 6 with Cleveland. And I think that might be driven a little more by Joe Banner. I'm not so sure if Mike Lombardi would like that or not. But, the names I have in my head for Cleveland at 6 are Geno Smith, either Ansah or Jordan, and Milner.
And as you look at maybe the value there at 6, Joe Banner has talked about 18 players that the Browns say they have first-round grades on. So that would tell me that if you got to 6 with that many first-round grades, mm-hmm. you're going to be satisfied with who you get. Do you see great value in those players you mentioned if it ends up being one of those guys?
I mean, I'd much rather trade down too because you can get a similar guy at 8 or 10 or 12. However, if you're stuck there and you got to make a pick, yeah. I mean, to me, if you take the quarterback out of the equation at that point, who's a wild card, and you look at the three other names I just mentioned, Ansah, who could be a game changer, but he's a projection, Deion Jordan, who could be a game changer, he's had some injury stuff with the shoulders, and Milner's got some injury stuff. But so all three of them have some minor issues, but I think all three of them are top-level NFL pros.
Does it make any more sense to you to go pass rusher over cornerback, even though corner would be regarded as the more crying need for the Browns in light of the Paul Kruger, Quentin Groves acquisitions and free agency?
I think you kind of got to trust your board there. I think I get caught up sometimes too much in team needs, and I let that kind of drive me. And I think the reality is when you're a general manager and a head coach, I think you got to let your board dictate. And if you have similar grades on two players, yeah, you can take the guy that makes more sense from a need perspective. But from my perspective, I think you got to really hone in on who's the better football player. And, you know, if D. Milner is a better player, you take D. Milner. If the other two guys, if you think you could pair them with Sheard and the other guys you just mentioned, it's pretty fun. I mean, you got a chance.
Last thing, just as far as quarterbacks in general, you did bring up Geno Smith, but so much has been said about this class not being so good. How do you see that affecting how this draft will unfold overall?
Well, a couple months ago, I thought three quarterbacks were going to go in the first round. Now I'm having trouble finding room for one. So it's a different kind of first round, and there are a lot of organizations that think there's better quarterback talent next year. The one thing that I think is going to push some trades back into the end of the first round would be the fact that you can get a 5-year deal on a quarterback at the end of the first round where you're only going to get a 4-year deal once you draft a quarterback in the second round. So I think the need for quarterbacks, one, and the ability to generate a 5-year deal makes a whole lot of sense.
Thanks, Mike.
You got it.